Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. But do remember the ummah in your du'as. Because in some part of the world, you would know that some Muslims are being oppressed. Some Muslims are going through great difficulties and trials. So make dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, and for the Muslims at large as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another inspiring and thought-provoking topic of discussion for today. We are going to be talking about mistreating one's parents. Mistreating one's parents, which is forbidden, which we know it is forbidden. What are the harms of it? What are the consequences of it as well? We will be discussing a little bit about that today, inshallah, azza wa jal, in today's discussion. Before we move any further, please remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Let's make some good intentions in order to earn maximum rewards from the court of Allah azza wa jal. And Ya Allah, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. And what I learn, I will try to practice. I will try to share with others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, أَفْضَلُ الْعَمَلِ أَنِّيَّةُ الصَّادِقَةُ. A truthful intention is the best action. So don't waste time. Now is the time to do good, to make good intentions, to do good actions. Now is the time. So use your time wisely so that we have no regrets in this world, the grave or the hereafter as well. The Prophet of mankind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully said, whoever desires for Allah to be pleased when meeting Him should send an abundance of salat upon me. How many Durood Sharifs do I read every day? Do I get so absorbed in worldly affairs that I don't make no dhikr, no istighfar, or I have no time for salah? I have no time to recite the Quran. I have no time to send salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what am I doing with my life? What is the purpose of my life? The purpose of a believer's life, the purpose of the life of a human and jinn is to worship Allah azza wa jalla. That's what it is. Am I fulfilling my purpose? That's a question I need to ask myself and you need to ask yourself as well. Because very soon, sooner than we realize, the angel of death will appear. Just all of a sudden, he's going to appear and will be gone. So now is the time to stop wasting time in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit. Make the mindset to keep the tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get back to the Quran. Recite the Quran. Implement the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has given us in the Quran as well. Get back to Islamic teachings, Islamic values. Because no matter which strata of society I am in, no matter what societal pressures are there, at the end of the day, we are going to return to Allah. Keep this in your mind all the time. I'm going to return to Allah. what's going to be my position then? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have a very beautiful, mesmerizing kalam, Qasida Burda Sharif, by none other than our Honorable Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib al-Tari. Let's listen to this, derive some inspiration, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمع
عن طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. You heard about the great rewards of visiting parents' graves on Friday. Parents are those people that love us unconditionally. For those who still have their parents around, cherish them. They are an enormous blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person, mostly people don't realize what a great ni'mah and blessing Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has created. A priceless blessing indeed. And they are the ones who love you unconditionally with no strings attached. Others out there who proclaim that they love you, they would always have some kind of condition attached to it, some kind of hidden agenda. But parents are different. Parents' hearts are different. Parents' minds are different. They truly want what's in your best interest. Even if you can't understand it, you can't realize it. And Islam places a lot of emphasis on respecting them, honoring them, loving them, and serving them as well. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu himself has mentioned in Al-Quran that the parents, what kind of a special high rank they have in his court. Subhanallah. Listen to what the glorious Quran mentions. That, and your Lord has decreed that you worship none but him and be kind to your parents. If one or both of them reach old age in your presence, then do not say even oof to them and do not scold them and speak to them with courteous words and lower your wing of humility to them out of affection and say, O my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. Your Lord knows best that which is in your hearts. If you are righteous, then indeed He is most forgiving for those who repent. This Quranic dua, we should make it every single day. if possible, after every salah, try to make this beautiful dua. It's a very famous dua, very simple, easy to learn. And look at the meaning. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both, meaning the parents, as they raised me when I was a child. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Make this dua every day for your parents. Because your parents deserve much more than what we are able to do. The great scholar, Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentioned regarding this verse that when parents become old and frail, like how you were weak and helpless during your childhood, don't consider them as a burden. Don't say anything that will hurt their feelings. Don't be rude to them. Don't raise your voice. Speak to them with gentleness, politeness. Speak to them softly with the utmost respect. Be humble, caring, affectionate, compassionate. The way that when you were a child and completely helpless, when we were children, infants, we couldn't change ourselves. The mother would change the diapers, the nappies. Sometimes the father, they would feed us, clothe us. If you were sick, they would stay up late at night. So long as my child gets cured and is comfortable. But of course, we won't remember that as infants. When we grow up, we're not going to remember those things. But how we can, in a way, recall that is if a person themselves grows up and becomes a parent. And they realize, these things that I'm doing for my child, my parents would have done for me. And I don't remember it because I was an infant, I was a toddler, I was small. But these late nights and the worry that I have when my child is crying, maybe the stomach is a problem, maybe ears, maybe head, and I'm stressed out, I'm worried, I have anxiety for my child. I make sure that I try my best to give my child comforts of life. They have a good education, madrasa, school, you invest for them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we can, in that sense, we can try to recall that my parents would have done the same for me. This is why I'm here. This is why today I've got a job, earning money. I'm looking after my own family now. But if your parents are still alive and they are old and frail, they end up becoming as you were when you were a child, helpless. Those are the extreme cases where the person is advanced in age and the bones become brittle. You see their physicality, they get weak. You see that maybe they become a little bit impatient. So think about it. They grew me up. They looked after me because they loved me. Because I am their child. I am their extension. I am their branch. Just like how your own child is your extension. So how are you rearing? How are you bringing your children up? So always give your parents the due respect. And for those whose parents are gone, or one of them is gone, do you remember them? Do you make dua for them? Do you send Isal al-Thawab to them? Every Thursday night, as Ala Hazrat, our master, the great Mujaddid, the great reviver of the deen, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he mentions that Thursday night, meaning after Maghrib, which is actually Friday night, the souls of your family members, they come to visit. They come to your homes to visit you, not for niyaz, not for food. They come and see who's reading for me, who's reading Surah Yasin, Khatam Sharif, who's sending Ayy Salih Sawab, who's making dua for me. That same mother, that same father, that same family member that sacrificed their own pleasures, sacrificed their life, their youth, their energy, their power, in order for you and I to have a better life. is now helpless in the grave, can't do anything. But you can do something. You can make dua for them, for their maghfirah, for their forgiveness. Are we doing this? Are we sending Isali Thawab to them so they still receive the benefit in Alam Barzakh? That's your duty. That's your responsibility. You won't or don't you want your children to do the same for you when you are gone? When you are 6 feet under? How would you like it? For those, I'm addressing those who don't make dua for their parents, that who are so caught up and absorbed in this dunya, in this world. No dua for their parents. No Isali Thawab to their parents. Now, think about this. You pass away tomorrow, and your soul is going to visit your children. The same children that you sacrifice so much for. The same children that you go the extra mile for. That you love to bits. That you would do anything for them. Same children. Your soul visits on Thursday night. And you see your children are busy watching TV. Busy playing on different games. Or sleeping. Or out partying. No dua, no isal thawab. How are you going to feel? Tell me. And you return empty-handed to your grave. Allahu Akbar. What goes around comes around. Remember your parents. A narration mentions that the person who does not make dua for his parents, then his rizq, his sustenance is cut short. Today I say that I don't have barakah in my income, in my sustenance, in my rozi. Are you making dua for your parents? There could be a whole host of other things that are inviting deprivations and bebarakati into my home that I'm doing. There's a beautiful book actually, authored by the great Kamil Wali of the time, His Eminence, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Damul Barakatum Al-Aliyah, about deprivations and solutions to them as well. Download the book or get the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. Go over it. And believe me, you will read for yourself what wrong things that we are doing in order to stop the barakah and blessings in entering our homes, our lives, our sustenance as well. What are the solutions? صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah Al-Baqarah, when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, you shall not worship anyone except Allah and be kind to your parents. Sayyidina Imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explains regarding this verse that after commanding the people to worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered everyone to be kind to their parents. Highlighting the importance of this deed, of this action. Being kind to parents means that a person does not harm them in any way. Whether verbally, physically, emotionally, psychologically. For some people, yes, elderly parents can be challenging, but you have to bear with them. One day you're going to be old. If you live that long, one day you are going to be old as well. Then you realize, have patience with your parents. We have patience for everything else. Clients, customers who are difficult, in order not to chase them away, in order for them not to inform the public that this person is so rude and impolite, we have patience with them, we bear. Because we don't want to have a bad image for our job or our business. We will have patience outside with other people, with strangers, with your mother and father. Where is the patience gone to? This is addressed to whomever is guilty of this. I should start, it's an address and nasiha and advice for myself and then for all of you. Patience, have patience with your parents. Think about those people whose parents are gone. That that blessing has been taken away. They can't see their mother's face anymore. They can't see their father's face anymore. They can't be in their parents' company anymore. Allahu Akbar. They can't take their parents' du'as anymore. So think about this. And be the best son or daughter that you can be. Please them. Respect them. Love them. Tell them you love them. Soon they'll be gone and then you won't be able to do so. Allahu Akbar. Always obey your parents. Society at large, even social media, they largely will be against this. That no, don't live your parents' dreams. Live your own life. Do what thou wilt. Do what pleases you. Don't worry. Parents, they are old school. And let me tell you, this indoctrination, this programming is also happening in the cartoons and largely in the entertainment industry. That your parents are not cool, they're old school. Your friends, they really care about you. Because they allow you to express yourself how you want, how you desire. This is the programming, or one of the programmings that is happening. Is your child watching these cartoons and dramas and movies and all of these things? If they are, then know this. Their minds, their vulnerable, naive minds are being programmed with un-Islamic values, with immorality that you cannot believe, like with immodesty that you cannot believe. And one of those things is that the person prefers to be in the company of their friends rather than their parents. Allahu Akbar. To distance the child from the parent. This is what is happening. This is how relationship becomes sour. The relationship becomes strained. The child becomes stubborn. This is a way. There would be other reasons. Peer pressure would be there. Maybe what they read, what they listen to, their friends. But this is one way. The entertainment industry is doing, in inverted commas, a fantastic job in distancing your child from you. And we are giving the remote in the hand of the child. Go, my son, my daughter. Go. Indoctrinate yourself to become stubborn. Go and let them program you to distance you from me. Listen to them, don't listen to me. In essence, this is what is happening. Whether I accept or not. The programming is going to continue. On the programs, the programming is going to continue. And then as the child grows up, the child is not kind towards the mother and father. What happened to my child? My child used to be so wonderful, so pleasant, so polite. And now, they don't listen. They sway me. They hurt me. They hurt my feelings. They hit me. Some kids out there. Now, today we have grown-up kids, adult kids in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s who are mentally not mature. Physically, maturity is there. But mentally, psychologically, they're not mature enough. And they become parents themselves. They're still in the party mode. They're still in that mode where there's no seriousness. Islamic values, teachings don't really factor in. Where the salah, they don't really worry about establishing their salahs. They don't worry about sunnah. Just make money and make money and make money. They don't fulfill rights of their parents or their spouse or their children. If they do, it's not complete. Parents, love them and respect them. Otherwise, what will happen? There's going to be great calamity. there's going to be great trials and tribulations for that person. Obey your parents unless they instruct you to commit any sinful deed. If they order you to do something wrong, to associate partners with Allah, some people, maybe they are reverts. They entered Islam and their parents are still not Muslim. So still you must respect them. If any person out there whose parents are non-Muslim, you still have to respect them. You still have to listen to them. But if they order you, instruct you to do something which is against Islamic teachings, then that is the time that you disobey them. Because, keep this principle in mind, there is no obedience to anybody which leads to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the glorious Quran, Suratul Ankabut, and we have enjoined kindness upon man to his parents. And if they strive to make you ascribe a partner to me, which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them. To me alone is your return. Then I will relate to you your deeds. It is mentioned that Sahabi Rasul, great Sahabi, Sayyiduna Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother's name was Hamna bint Abi Sufyan bin Umayyah bin Abdul Shams. Sayyiduna Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu maintained a good relationship with his parents. When he accepted Islam, his mother said, "What have you done? I take an oath. If you don't leave Islam, I will refuse to eat and drink, even if it kills me. A hunger strike. You will be defamed and you will become known in the public sphere as a man who killed his mother." She stopped eating. She stopped drinking for several days. She even stopped sitting in any shade or any cover. Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to her and said, "My dear mother, even if you lived 100 lives, and if each one passed away, one after the other, I would still not give up my iman. I would still not leave Islam. It is up to you whether you want to eat or not." And she understood that her son is not going to sacrifice his deen, his iman, his life for her. She began to eat and drink again. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse commanding Muslims to be kind to their parents, but to disobey them if they order them to engage in any form of disbelief or shirk or any form of polytheism. The Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, the great scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that if parents fight, they argue with each other, then it's not allowed for kids, for children, to side with any one parent. Okay, I'll take my mother's side, I'll take my father's side. It is forbidden, it's not allowed. They should not be harsh to either one. They should not be harsh to the father out of their love for the mother, or vice versa as well. Because it is forbidden, it is haram to disrespect your parent, your father, to speak back to him, or even to stare and look at him with anger. It is forbidden. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. These are acts that lead to, that are disobedience. Disobedience to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So be very careful in this regard. Don't take sides. Respect both of them. Love both of them. Cherish them. Take their du'as. This will help one in this world, in the grave, and hereafter as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah being pleased is in the parents being pleased. And Allah being displeased is in the parents being displeased. The companion, the Sahabi, Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has said that a man asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the rights of parents over their child? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are your paradise and hell. This means that keeping the parents happy will take a person to Jannah, and upsetting them will lead to hell. Are my parents happy with me? Those whose parents are still living, are they happy with you? Ask yourself this question. If they are pleased, Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased. If they are displeased, Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased. If your parents are displeased, you really want Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be displeased with you? Do you know what the consequences are? Yes, we can have big talks now and express ourselves, say what we want, do what we want. The time is coming sooner than we realize. People will just, maybe because a person is wealthy, so that wealth is there as a support structure for them to say and do anything. Do you know who I am? To say anything, to do anything, to speak loud because of their wealth, because of their businesses. Where a person has a certain social standing, has so many followers on social media. So they feel like, hey, I'm a somebody. I can say, I don't have to listen to my parents. I'm my own man. I'm my own person. I carve my own pathway. Who taught you this? I'm asking those who think like this, who talk like this. This is a very backward thinking. It's a very narrow thinking. If that kind of attitude leads to violating or not fulfilling the rights of your parents, it shows the intelligence of this person. It's a shame, and you feel sorry for this person when they are going to be held accountable. What arguments are they going to make? Doesn't matter. If the person has the greatest of oratory skills or is the most eloquent and thinks they're the smartest and most intelligent, the intelligent person always loves, respects, honors his parents and fulfills their rights. The intelligent person always fulfills the rights of the spouse, of the children, of the siblings, of the neighbors, the rights of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If those things are violated, then it shows how intelligent the person is. They expose themselves, their own deficient intelligence. So parents, they're either your paradise or hell. If they're happy with you, then you know which direction you are heading in. If they are displeased and upset with you, then from here, from now, you know which direction you are heading in. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Parents out there, mothers out there, fathers out there, it is your primary duty to ensure the tarbiyah, the training and nurturing of your child in accordance to Islamic values, the Islamic way of life, the sunnah, which is the complete and comprehensive way of living. There was a very wealthy individual who desired children, and he made dua, and finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a beautiful son. Now, after a very long time, he got a child. His wife became pregnant. She delivered a beautiful baby boy. As the years went by, he used to waste his money and spoil this child. Whatever the child wanted, desired, he fulfilled it. He spoiled the child to such an extent, the child started becoming stubborn. He neglected teaching the child Islamic values, the sunnah, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the Quran. All of that was just everything worldly. The temporal world, short-lived world, short-lived life. What happens? The son starts to abuse the father, starts to hurt the father, swear at the father, insult the father, to the extent, because there's no training, no Islamic, no morals, no good manners. That child, that son, same son, ends up at Maqam Ibrahim making dua, Ya Allah, take my father away so I can inherit his wealth. If you do not teach your child Islamic values, this could happen to you as well. With the same child that you sacrifice so much for, will spit on your face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability to understand, the enthusiasm to rear our children within the framework of Islamic values. And subhanallah, Dawat Islami is a support structure to help us, to help them, to help others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of